VisiQ, a company working with hospitals around the country to transform critical care delivery, has released an analysis of data showing a significant reduction in mortality. The study looked at 185,000 patients treated in 2006 to 2007 at 156 hospitals nationwide. Approximately 200 hospitals and 40 health systems in 28 states currently provide EICU services to more than 300,000 ICU patients each year. VisiQ Chief Medical Officer Brian Rosenfeld.
VisiQ's EICU program uses advanced technology with clinical decision support to connect centralized intensivists with remote bedside providers to support the monitoring and care of critically ill patients up to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When hospitals nationwide begin to effectively integrate remote intensivist care into their critical care models, over 100,000 lives could be saved each year.
Linked to each patient's bedside with voice, video, and data communication, centralized specialists at EICU centers support bedside teams, which can be hundreds of miles away. Advanced technology and 24/7 live support help them monitor and standardize treatment while identifying specific interventions which may be necessary to prevent patient complications. Mary Singleton is a nurse and operations director for the EICU Center at Via Christi in Wichita, Kansas.
This is a tool to transform patient care. In the past, we've always had one nurse and one doctor and one patient. And now we're teaming critical care physicians and critical care nurses who continually monitor patients with those bedside caregivers to help them give the best possible care to their patients. Without the hands-on nurses at the bedside, those of us who are at the eCare Center are merely data collectors. But teamed with those bedside caregivers, we're partners for improving quality care and saving lives.
UMass Memorial Healthcare has seen positive results from their center, which covers 112 ICU beds at three locations. Dr. Craig Lilly is the medical director for the UMass Memorial Health System.
To ensure that every patient gets the best care that we can deliver in our critical care units, hospitals nationwide are being encouraged to identify new solutions to prepare for an aging population and an ongoing shortage of critical care specialists. In our institution, we have seen substantial reductions in mortality, length of stay, and cost per case in every intensive care unit that we have implemented the EICU solution. This is the future of critical care medicine, and it can only expand from here.
Recent research by Avera Health, a rural health system based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, that operates more than 200 facilities in five states, compared severity-adjusted mortality and length of stay 1 year before and 2 years following implementation of their EICU program. Avera McKinnon Chief Medical Officer David Kapaska said the results show that mortality dropped 29% and patients left the ICU in half the time, an average of 2 days in the ICU versus 4 days prior to implementation of the program.
We calculated an annual reduction of over 4,000 ICU days and nearly 600 hospital days for the four facilities we studied, which translates to an estimated $6.4 million savings to our system. This improvement can be attributed to rapid recognition and treatment of patient condition changes, antibiotic protocols, blood sugar control, and avoidance of a range of complications made possible by the daily reports and best practice guidelines provided to our clinical staff through the EICU program.
Industry research shows that intensivist staffing reduces the risk of ICU mortality by up to 40%, but less than a third of patients nationwide have access to these specialists.
Patient conditions in the ICU can change in a matter of minutes, and we owe it to patients to deliver the highest quality care around the clock 7 days a week. The data prove that the EICU technology and the continuous and near-universal access to intensivists can ensure that optimal care is provided, saving lives.
To learn more, visit EICU.net.